something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Holy Spirit and Prayer.
Speak in tongues for a second. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I've spoken in tongues sometimes for hours. You know, you're just speaking in tongues. Sometimes you're not able to stop. You just keep speaking until your stomach, you know, is hurting you. Speaking in tongues. But when you are done, you will know that you have settled things in the realm of the spirit. You have done that in the realm of the spirit, things are perfected. Then you have a walkover on earth. You have a walkover. So it is something that you're going to do for yourself. There are certain things in ministry that other people can do for you, but there are some that nobody can do for you. There's some that no one can do for you. One of them is prayer. No one can do your praying for you. They may pray for you, okay? But they cannot do your praying for you. Do you understand that? Yeah. You can hire anybody to do something, but you cannot hire someone to pray. It's not going to work. You're going to have to pray yourself. And instead of saying so many things in your own understanding and saying so many things to try to convince God, speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. You know, sometimes the Christians, ministers, looking for what they call a breakthrough for something. You don't need any breakthrough. Speak in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you will change things in the realm of the spirit. Romans chapter 8, let's read from verse 26. Hallelujah to Jesus. Okay, look at it. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. He didn't say we don't know at all. He says, as we ought to know. We don't know what to pray for as we should. There are some things we know to pray for, but we don't know enough. Sometimes we want to pray, we don't know what's behind the case. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself, Old King James translation says itself, it's supposed to read himself. The Spirit himself maketh intercession for us, oh God, with groanings which cannot be uttered. This is a different type of prayer. This is not speaking in tongues. Groanings that cannot be uttered. In speaking in tongues, the Bible says we have utterance by the Holy Spirit. In this groanings, it says groanings. Do you know what it is to groan? There are sounds of that as though one is in pain, as though one is going through some excruciating pain. The kind of sounds you make When you are displeased and pained about something. He says it's the Holy Spirit. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us. He makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. So that means the Holy Spirit helps us in prayer. I told you, without the Holy Spirit, how can you be successful? This is a special kind of prayer where the Holy Spirit, in fact, where it says the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, it means bears us up in our weakness, in our limitation. He bears us up. Where we are unable to proceed, you get into this kind of prayer and the Holy Spirit supports you. You see, he has to do it through you. He will not do it on his own. So don't sit down and say, well, the Holy Spirit is praying for me. No, he wants to pray for you through you. He says, with groanings that cannot be uttered. Sometimes there are many Christians who find themselves in those groanings, but because they don't understand and they have never been taught, they wonder whether something is wrong. They say, Pastor, when I pray, I find myself crying and I don't know why. I say, continue. Don't stop. Don't stop until your crying turns to laughter. Don't stop. That prayer, when the Spirit seizes on you to pray like that, when you yield yourself to him, you go, They say, what is wrong? Nothing is wrong. It's prayer. Something is going on. Something is going on. All that's coming out of you just deep sighs. And sometimes you will feel exactly like what that person that you are praying for is going through. You find yourself going through that pain as if you were the one suffering. If you don't pray like this, things will be happening. Bad things will be happening to members of your church. And you have no solution. You find children dying. Young people dying. Older ones dying. Different kinds of things happening. Terrible things happening to members of the church. Why? Because that pastor doesn't know how to pray in the Spirit. And he hasn't taught the members how to pray in the Spirit. But if they learn how to pray in the Spirit, you find members telling you, Pastor, last night I was sleeping. I just woke up and I found myself praying, groaning. I don't know why I was praying, but I kept praying. Then the next thing you hear, a mighty testimony. Someone was going through some terrible thing and the Holy Spirit woke up a member and caused him to pray in the Spirit. There's a networking. There's a connection. That's why in some churches there are always wonderful testimonies. Why in some churches you say, does anybody have a testimony? Everybody be looking around. Everyone's looking around like, you know, certainly he's not talking about me. So you'd wait 5 minutes, no one's hand is up to give a testimony. But in some churches, people are rushing to give testimony. Something has happened. They all have testimonies. Churches where they pray in the Spirit, they have testimonies. Churches where they don't pray like this in the Spirit, hardly do you find any testimony. Everybody's quiet. Pastor says, does anyone want to testify of the good things the Lord has done? Maybe someone will finally get up and say, well, I want to thank the Lord. He blessed me. Say, well, he blessed you. He say, well, I woke up this morning. Thank God. That's not a miracle that you woke up this morning. It's a miracle. Well, that's normal. Okay, so how do groaning in the Spirit, does it just happen? Do we just say, okay, you know, like somebody said, oh, we told the congregation to get up and let's all start groaning in the Spirit. Well, that's not going to work like that, because it says the Spirit help us. The Spirit. So it is initiated by the Spirit. But do we have any role to play? Emphatically, yes. And I will show that to you. So that you don't sit down there and say, well, you know, I thought that if the Holy Spirit is ready, he will make me groan in the Spirit. No, there are things you must do. Let me show you two scriptures. I'll start from the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 64. Let's look at verse 7. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. Did you see that? It was at a time in Israel, and people weren't doing what was right. And the great prophet here says, and there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. Which means there was an expectation that people should stir up themselves to take hold of God. Stir up themselves to take hold of God. Which means you have a responsibility to stir yourself in the things of God. Hear this. After you have come to Christ, you have a responsibility to walk in the Spirit. He tells you, walk in the Spirit. Do things of the Spirit. Live according to the Spirit. It's God's calling upon your life to stir yourself to take hold of God. You know, it's about your mind. Let's look at it. Your mind is a tool that you can use for good or evil. Your mind. You stir yourself with your mind. You start with your mind. Whatever you want to think about, what you do is you turn your attention to it. You see it? You turn your attention to it. If you think upon God, like he says, oh, let Jerusalem come to your mind. No, it's your choice. You call to mind. You can make yourself so busy about other things you don't want to think. Like you might decide, all you just want to do now is play games. All I want to do, I just want to talk with someone. Oh, I just want to read a nice novel. I just want to read newspapers. I feel like discussing politics. All that is a work of the mind. Even while you're here, you can choose. I'm going to listen to everything Pastor Chris has to say. And you can say, well, I'm not sure whether I want to hear or not. It's a choice. Your mind is a tool. You are the way you are today, not because God made you so. You are the product of your mind.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.